Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, January 25th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down a penny and three quarters at 498 and three quarters. March wheat down three quarters at 633 and three quarters. March beans down 3.5 cents at 1308. Very choppy night. Corn got down to 492 and a half. Beans got down to 1298, took out the $13 support overnight. I don't know that it means all that much. We took out 625. Again, I don't think it means all that much out here. But, you know, trade is wondering, are we going to see more fund liquidation like we saw last week and push these markets lower? That remains to be seen out here. Brazil did have some good rains again. They're looking at better rains coming in. So, you know, I think this Brazilian crop certainly is going to be a record. It's just a matter of how big it's going to be. But port strikes are certainly keeping things at bay out here. And we'll have to see, you know, how much grain actually gets moved out of Brazil. My guess is once things start to move out of Brazil, we could see some cancellations of Chinese purchases here from the U.S. Turkey bought some wheat. They were looking for 400,000 metric tons. They only bought 90,000 metric tons, citing high prices. There's more talk about the African swine flu in China and the culling of the herd, some of the hog herd that's going on there. Is that going to affect corn exports and meal demand around the world? We'll have to see. Nobody really knows how bad it is, and that's part of the problem dealing with the Chinese trying to get straight answers out of how bad things are out there. There were no export sales this morning. We get the export inspections at 10 o'clock. They should be decent numbers for the corn and beans, I would think. But I think the real question for this week is, do we see more fund liquidation, or do we see this as an opportunity to buy grains on a break? Corn's a good 40 cents off its highs, 40 to 50 off its highs. Beans are a buck and a quarter off its highs. So if people are looking to buy breaks, this certainly is giving them an opportunity out here. We'll actually have to wait and see if that's what happens. But, you know, the funds are still long a tremendous amount of corn. So if they want to blow out, certainly we can see lower prices. The funds aren't quite as long meal and oil and beans as we thought, but still plenty long out here. So I think it's really going to be a matter of, you know, what do the funds want to do? Do they want to lighten up, or do they want to use this and reestablish more long positions again? I think with the weather in South America improving, Chinese demand questionable, I think people are going to want to take a look at lightening up out here. Once again, I can't recommend strongly enough owning put options for anything that's not sold, old crop and new crop. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.